Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022. After proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend, Brian Bowling, when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Rene Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Rene's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked evidence about what really happened to Rene by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to another episode of Twisted News. We have a good one for you today, so thanks for tuning in. First up, we're going to be looking at Highway 20 out in Oregon, because it's an infamous stretch of road that's claimed the lives of several individuals. And then we have some sobering remarks about the future from the godfather of AI himself. It's not all doom and gloom, but some information you should be aware of. Get rid of the scary mysteries, twisted news. Number 1, the ghostly trail of Highway 20. Highway 20 in Oregon might look like any other road in the U.S., but for some time now, it's carried a haunting legacy, a series of disappearances and deaths that spanned over a decade, and it was all due to the work of one man. Any local knows that this stretch of road is where several individuals met grim fates between the late 1970s up until the early 90s. At the center of these mysteries was John Arthur Aykroyd, a seemingly ordinary highway mechanic, the Oregon Department of Transportation. One of the earliest accounts of meeting this man's dark side comes from Marlene Gabrielson. She would be the only known survivor of this man's attacks, and his first. Back in the spring of 1977, after a dispute with her husband during a rodeo in Sisters, Oregon, Marlene found herself in need of a ride home. A beat-up old truck, driven by none other than Aykroyd, seemed like her ticket back to her three-month-old twin baby girls. The interior of the truck, stripped of its door handles and window mechanisms, didn't raise any alarm bells for the young mother as she recounted, "I thought there was nothing wrong. All I knew, it was just a beat-up old truck and I was going home to my kid. I noticed that there was no, like, covers on the doors. There was no handles and no roll-you-down thing. Didn't even faze me that this was a trap." Well, she fell asleep during the ride, only to wake up about an hour later when he pulled off to the side of the road. There, he grabbed a knife and he dragged her into the woods. Ultimately, after assaulting her, with Marlene begging to be brought back to her kids, he then drove her home. The others, though, who crossed paths with Arthur weren't so lucky. The Christmas of 78 was a tragic one for the family of Kay Turner. A vibrant 35-year-old woman, Kay was known for her athleticism, having conquered marathons and climbed challenging peaks. Yet it was on a simple morning run during her holiday in Camp Sherman that she disappeared. Despite an extensive search and her husband's pleas, he never returned. Police did find two sets of footprints in the snow off Highway 20. One belonged to Turner's Nike shoes and the other a large man. And there were signs of a scuffle in the snow there, but that was it. Fast forward to the mid-1980s, Aykroyd married Linda Pickle, becoming the stepfather to 13-year-old Rashonda Pickle. Living in a remote area in Santiam Junction, Rashonda led an isolated life with no children her age around. And one fateful day, she too disappeared. Then in the spring of 92, two friends, Melissa Sanders and Sheila Swanson, went camping at Beverly Beach State Park with the Sanders family. These girls were 17 and 19 years old respectively and growing restless, so they decided to hitchhike to see if they could get to town for some fun. Instead, though, they were never seen again. The trail led detectives back to Highway 20 and Aykroyd, especially after an eerie encounter at a local restaurant. See, the girls had been regulars at Sherry's restaurant, as at Aykroyd, and the very night that they disappeared, Aykroyd was seen returning to the State Highway diner, covered in blood, with a chilling explanation of hitting a deer. And yet, no deer carcass was ever found. Investigators were relentless, though, connecting the dots between Aykroyd and the numerous victims. For unknown reasons, over time, Aykroyd had talked a lot about Kay Turner and how he had picked her up and was the last person to be seen with her. It wasn't really until the disappearance of his stepdaughter, though, that got him on the cops' radar. And then, of course, coming into Sherry's covered in blood, eventually, they brought him in, and he was successfully prosecuted for Kay Turner's murder, where he received 5 life sentences. However, the full extent of his crimes may never be known. As the cases were developed against him, police started thinking he may be responsible for other missing persons in the area during that time frame. He had somewhere between 2 to 7 victims, but in 2016, Aykroyd passed away behind bars, taking many of his secrets to his grave. Number 2, a conversation on the edge. On Sunday, October 8th, renowned computer scientist Jeffrey Hinton sat down with Scott Pelley for an interview on 60 Minutes. The atmosphere was sober, charged with a mix of intellectual curiosity and concern. Hinton, often dubbed as the godfather of AI, who has a lifetime of innovation behind him, gave insights that peered into a future that were fascinating but also very ominous. And the biggest takeaway being that if we're not careful, AI could one day take over humanity, and that not one person in the world can predict if or when this will happen. In fact, Hinton was so frightened by the prospect of where this new technology might go that he quit developing it altogether. Their conversation began with a question of humanity's grasp on artificial intelligence. Hinton, with characteristic candor, acknowledged a concerning lack of understanding by the general public, explaining that the evolution of AI was no longer a linear journey mapped by human ingenuity, but a complex, unpredictable dance of learning algorithms and data that seemed to have a life of its own. AI's presence has been felt globally, particularly in healthcare, where it's become a powerful tool for diagnosis and drug design. But with these advancements comes unsettling questions. AI now is not just processing information, but making decisions, learning, and evolving autonomously. The line between programmed machine and a sentient entity becoming more blurred with each passing day. In short, the machines are now teaching and telling doctors what is wrong and what to prescribe. Their knowledge far more massive than any one person. Hinton was candid about the uncertainties that made him apprehensive. AI systems were writing their own code, evolving beyond their initial programming. The risks, autonomous weapons, unemployment surges, systemic biases, they were all real and palpable. Every advancement bore the seed of potential catastrophe. Despite the red flags, a complete understanding and a clear path forward remained elusive. And so, it was time to back out. Hinton's revelations were not a call of impending doom, but rather an invitation to caution. The call was for robust regulations, international treaties, and an aggressive pursuit of ethical AI development. It was an appeal for a collective pause and reflection, an acknowledgement of the precipice on which the world stands. The age of AI is upon us right now. A lot of us joke about the idea of it taking over one day, but it's more nuanced than just the rise of the machines. It's going to get tricky, especially because AI can offer so much, but if we're not careful, serious problems could arise that are dangerous and irreversible. But be careful next time you're on ChatGPT. It's our modern-day Ouija board, and who knows what we're collectively summoning. So there were two of the scariest and strangest news stories that we have for you today. I'm Andrew, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If you like this, we also have exclusive content where we cover a variety of other freaky topics. Plus, there's a whole library you get access to. That link is down in the description box. You won't just be getting more content, but also helping to support us continue on. Thanks again for all your support and for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one.